WY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 40 today under overcast skies, northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, 19. High temperatures reach up to 40 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 39.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers around the nation beginning to think about the crop insurance decisions they're going to make for the new growing season. Todd Gleason with more on product and how farmers should consider it given the current high price of corn and soybeans.
Now, lofty input prices have come along with high commodity prices this season. Agricultural economist Kerry Schnitke puts those together and says input costs have a definite impact on the effectiveness of crop insurance coverage.
So even an 85% coverage level in most central Illinois situations is still not going to guarantee a profit. We will have losses even at that high coverage level.
Not that it means farmers should change their general crop insurance decision, says Schnitke.
You know, I would just keep at the high coverage levels that they traditionally have been purchasing at.
And 93% of corn acres around the nation are insured with RP, a revenue protection crop insurance product, says Gary Schnitke. And most of those are insured at the 75, 80, or 85% coverage level. Now, corn farmers in some counties across the Corn Belt will have a new endorsement to consider as well. The PACE pilot program works a bit like hail insurance, but covers losses when a farmer is unable to apply nitrogen to a corn crop after it has been planted. Schnitke says it's probably worth the money.
And, you know, if you're concerned about not applying, being able to apply nitrogen, this is a good alternative. It depends on your coverage level. It's somewhere between $3 and $5 per acre.
Again, PACE, the post-application coverage endorsement for crop insurance, provides payments when a farmer cannot apply nitrogen to corn after planting because of weather-related causes. The farmer must make the decision to add the endorsement by the same March 15 federal crop insurance sales closing date. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, a Kansas doctor slash lawmaker who has prescribed a parasitic worm treatment for COVID-19 symptoms, says the state medical board has been investigating him since the summer of 2020. Conservative Republican State Senator Mark Steffen disclosed the Kansas Board of Healing Arts investigation of him Wednesday during a Senate committee hearing. He was testifying in favor of a bill to require pharmacists to fill prescriptions for the anti-worm treatment ivermectin and the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine for off-label uses in treating COVID-19. Steffen is an anesthesiologist and pain management specialist from Hutchinson. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is expected to visit Kansas City, Kansas this Friday to discuss a bipartisan infrastructure law and its investment in the area. President Joe Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure deal into law November 15th. The timing and location of Buttigieg's visit is unknown at this time. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Pratt School District has confirmed a 3-year-old boy was left unattended on a bus for at least 90 minutes on Tuesday. The superintendent says that while the district is confident in its bus safety protocols, this was a personnel issue and a failure on the district's part. USD 382 Superintendent Tony Helfrich.
Of course, safety of your family is always going to matter the most, and we hurt knowing we failed. We have a second person on that pre-K bus that is a parasupport to help help the children on that route. We have 100% expectation, and we just have to address that accordingly.
And that audio courtesy of KSN. The city of Wichita has announced that Deputy Chief Lemuel Moore has been named the police department's interim police chief starting in March. Moore is a 30-year veteran of the department, having begun his career as a beat officer before becoming the department's DARE and school liaison officer and moving up the ranks to chief deputy. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A new state program will add nearly 100 new nursing home beds in three of Nebraska's largest cities to help relieve some of the pressure on hospitals that are struggling with the surge in COVID-19 cases. The State Department of Health and Human Services said between 78 and 98 skilled nursing care beds will be added in Omaha, Lincoln, and Grand Island starting next month. Those additional beds will allow hospitals to discharge some of their patients, but the number of virus hospitalizations remains high at 745 across the state, and hospitals are treating a large number of non-COVID patients. Mutual of Omaha and the City of Omaha say the insurance giant plans to build a skyscraper at the site of the current downtown public library. The announcement Wednesday comes even as the city's plan to tear down the library and move it to another less desirable location has drawn public scorn. Mutual of Omaha plans to build a 40 to 50 story glass-fronted building that would serve as its new headquarters. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. City of Marysville has a new police chief. Matt Simpson will replace Todd Ackerman, who was fired last September. The city council had met to discuss the applicants in executive session following Monday's meeting. No binding decisions were made. Matt Simpson then was announced new police chief on Tuesday. He's been with the Marysville Police Department the past several years and recently returned from the FBI National Academy, participating in a 10-week international training. A standoff with the Nebraska State Patrol in the northern Gage County village of Adams Monday evening resulted in a self-inflicted gunshot wound, killing 40-year-old Thomas Sharp, who was involved in a domestic dispute with a woman at a home on Elm Street in Adams. The woman had called 911, reporting her husband had struck her multiple times and was threatening her with a gun, which later reportedly struck the lady on the hand before she was able to escape without further harm, reportedly with her children. Authorities charged the residents and found Thomas Sharp dead. The woman involved was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Hanover Fire Department was dispatched for trees that caught fire on K-148 and 15th Roads on January 22nd. On the 23rd, the Washington Fire Department was dispatched to the 1900 block of Rainbow Road for a controlled burn that got out of control. A fund to accept donations for medical and transportation expenses has been opened for Jen Horn at First Commerce Bank. She was transferred last week to the KU Med Center with complications from COVID that resulted in a stroke while a patient at CMH in Marysville earlier this month. The account is in the name of Jen's husband, Wyatt Horn. He and their son, Nathan, are staying near the University of Kansas Hospital, where Jen's been a patient since last week. Jen Horn is a radio host and ad executive here at KNDY and has been with the stations for the past 5.5 years. Again, a donation fund has been established at First Commerce Bank toward medical and travel expenses. Tommy Tryon, teacher at Washington County Schools, was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. He recently was named one of 32 first-year educators from Kansas, being recognized for their outstanding teaching skills through the 2022 Kansas Horizon Award program. Recipients were recently announced by the Kansas State Department of Education. School districts in the state had an opportunity to nominate one elementary and one secondary teacher who must have completed their first year of teaching and performed outstanding services. The program is a regional competition with four regions corresponding to the state's U.S. congressional districts. Tommy Tryon spoke of his reaction to the announcement.
Well, it just made me realize really how lucky I am. Just to be in a great community like Washington County, and also have great teachers, coaches, and mentors throughout my life. You know, I didn't think that anything that I've done has been exceptional or spectacular, but apparently other people have seen that, you know, it's above, you know, the standard, which is kind of what I shoot for, and that's just a reflection of everyone I've had in my life. You know, they've gone above and beyond everything for me, so they set a great example. So I was extremely caught off guard, but also very, very proud.
Tommy Tryon touched on his influences in education.
Yeah, like I've said, I've had a lot of great mentors, coaches, teachers, but I would say my mom, Dawn Tryon, she's probably been the greatest example for me. She got into her education later on in life when my dad was actually deployed. So she was not only raising a family, going to school, she ended up getting her bachelor's degree and then getting her master's degree. She's a second grade teacher at Valley Heights, and she is just a guiding light throughout my life and, you know, the greatest example I could have.
Leon W. Bentman, age 94, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fancy Creek Zion United Methodist Church, burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Leon Bentman. Bryant L. Shattuck, age 51, of Marysville, passed away Saturday at his home. A private family service will take place with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Bryant Shattuck.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures throughout the region will continue to rise today, and conditions will continue to stay dry with lots of sunshine. Many areas across the Midwest will reach their seasonal average. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-20s and upper 30s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s to mid-40s throughout Missouri. Winds will start to shift to the northwest, causing polar air to move further down south and cause our overnight temperatures to stay a bit chillier. Tonight, we can expect to see lows ranging in the single digits to just below zero throughout Iowa, the single digits to mid-teens throughout Nebraska, the lower teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and single digits to mid-20s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19, and the record low was 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 5:42.
Who says it isn't nice to fool Mother Nature? One very nice idea is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 27th, the 27th day of the year. Actress Donna Reed was born on this day, and the much-loved television show Laverne and Shirley made its television debut in 1976. Here's a tip for fooling Mother Nature from a previously published Old Farmer's Almanac Everyday Calendar. If you have crabapple, forsythia, pussy willow, or flowering dogwood, try this. Gather branches of a foot or two in length, cross-cut the stem ends, and set them in water in a cool place until blossoms begin to break. Then move them into a warm spot with plenty of sun. Mist frequently to keep them moist, and you'll be enjoying spring blossoms several months before nature intended. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more indoor gardening ideas at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ricky Council IV scored a career-high 31 points and well-rested Wichita State bested UCF 84-79 Wednesday night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. The Shockers, 10-7 overall, 1-4 now in the AAC, snapped a rare four-game losing streak and picked up their first conference win. Council made 6 of 10 field goal attempts and went 16 of 20 at the foul line. Only Cleo Littleton in 1955 and Dave Stallworth in 1963 have made or attempted more free throws in a single game. WSU is in New Orleans on Saturday morning to take on Tulane. Tip-off is set for 11 a.m. and it'll air on ESPNU. Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel Ryan Poles is finalizing a deal to be the Bears' next GM, according to NFL insider Adam Schefter. Chicago Bears ownership on January 10th fired both GM Ryan Pace and head coach Matt Nagy following a disappointing 6-11 season. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Kansas's Ochai Abaje and K-State's Nigel Pack shared Big 12 Men's Basketball Players of the Week. Abaje collected his fourth career honor and third of the season, including consecutive weeks. Pack was recognized for the first time. Abaje averaged 19.5 points a game and 6 rebounds. Pack averaged 25.5 points on 57.6% shooting. Wichita native and Sunrise Christian Academy star basketball player Grady Dick was named a McDonald's All-American on Tuesday. Dick, a Kansas commit, is ranked the eighth best player in the class of 2022. Sunrise Christian also had Duke commit Mark Mitchell selected for the game, which will be played at the end of March in Chicago. And finally on Sunday, the Bengals will play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game in front of the loudest stadium in the world, Arrowhead Stadium. Bengals quarterback says in the SEC every single week, it seems like every stadium is really loud. There's hundreds of thousands of people. This one is going to be similar. This is Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Thursday basketball action. The Marysville girls open play in the MAC Classic at McPherson. Marysville faces Shawnee Mission South Thursday at 4:45. In other first-round action, Olathe South faces Manhattan. Shawnee Mission Northwest squares off with Wichita Northwest, and McPherson entertains Clearwater. 4:45, Marysville girls tip-off, advancing to the semifinals Friday at 3 o'clock or 6:30. Diller Odell is at Freeman in a Thursday night tip-off. Friday basketball broadcast action. Hanover hosting Centralia girls and boys games live on KNDY FM 95.5. Marysville boys tip off at Nemaha Central, 7:30 varsity start on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers Thursday at Abilene for a duel, and then we'll take the Hoisington Classic on Friday and Saturday.
When you picture a sunflower, you probably envision a tall plant with large yellow and brown flowers. But there are many native perennial sunflowers, including the western sunflower, that make excellent additions to the landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The western sunflower is one of the shortest North American native sunflowers, making it suitable for small and large yards. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, it grows 2 to 3 feet tall and flowers in midsummer to fall. You and the butterflies will enjoy the cheery orange-yellow daisy-like blossoms and the birds that visit to dine on the seeds. The flowers appear on nearly leafless stems, inspiring the other common names, naked stem sunflower and few-leaf sunflower. Grow western sunflower in full sun and medium to dry soil. It makes a great cut flower, is drought and clay soil tolerant, and deer tend to leave it be. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Great train robberies are the stuff of Wild West movies. In real life, though, the first such event occurred here. Today we travel to the spot where an infamous gang pulled the rails and waited for a big payday. The surprise they received is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was the summer of 1873, and one group of men were looking to strike it rich.
Jesse James and his gang came to Adair, and they stayed a couple of days, meeting friends, eat with the folks around there, and getting acquainted with them and knowing the area.
Jack Mitchell recalls the story from the Adair County, Iowa Historical Society.
They sent a couple of the gang members into Council Bluffs to find out when the train was coming through because they heard there was a large gold shipment that was going to arrive on the rails.
Jesse received word that the shipment was headed through Adair, Iowa on July 21st. That afternoon, gang members went to the home of the rail section foreman and bought food from his wife. It was a cover for other gang members to break into a nearby tool shed and get the equipment they needed for the train robbery.
So they go out and they pull a few rails out. The train came, the engine fell off on the side and killed the engineer. And when they went to check the train, there wasn't any gold shipment on it. It had been decided to be shipped at a later date.
The gang robbed the passengers of about $3,000 in currency, but it was the huge gold shipment they were after. The event has been credited as the first train robbery in the West and the first robbery of a moving train. At least that's what the folks in Adair County claim. There's a marker to share that fact.
They have a big wheel off of one of the drive train wheels, just a memorial telling about the first train robbery in the United States was held there.
A reward was issued for the capture of Jesse James, but he would not meet his demise until nearly 9 years later when he was shot by a fellow gang member, Bob Ford, in St. Joseph, Missouri. Traveling the countryside in Adair County, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Could be a valuable addition for aquaculture operations. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This desirable fish is easy on the palate and commands a high price as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
One of my favorite fish species to catch and eat. The firm white flesh and mild flavor make walleye a sought-after seafood choice in North America and Northern Europe. They're an emerging species for aquaculture operations and will command a good price for market-ready sizes. Walleye can be raised in ponds, cages, or tanks. However, they're a bit more high maintenance than some other species. Joe Morris is an extension aquaculture specialist at Iowa State University. He says walleye require high-quality, cool water conditions. They don't like bright light because it stresses them out. And they need to be trained to eat the high-protein commercial diet you provide for them rather than eating their siblings.
These are top predator fish, so they're used to chasing live prey. They're not like catfish or used to eating all kinds of food substances. Walleye like to eat live prey. So what you're trying to do is convince them that that nugget of food you're trying to provide to them is something that they want to consume. So you got to deal with palatability and visibility of the pellet.
When finding a market for a high-value fish like walleye, he says it's important to know the social demographics of an area.
You deal with probably white tablecloth restaurants. Start with that. Go into the local seafood markets or grocery stores. I do see walleye being sold on and off than that, but they use it at the higher end. So you got to keep in mind that when they're selling them $10, $12, I've seen them as much as $20 a pound on the retail side. You really have to think, how do you attract the consumer willing to pay that kind of money? And in what volume of animals are you going to be selling at that price?
Learn more about raising walleye at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stars.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Variable rate seeding can work with soybeans as well as corn, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
More variable rate planters are in the field these days, and as a result, more farmers are considering them for planting soybeans. The idea is to cut seed expense. Ryan Van Ruckel, a pioneer field agronomist in southern Iowa, says there are pros and cons. He says thin soybean plant populations would probably thrive.
Everybody wants incredible looking plants, you know, that big, bushy, tons of pods. And that's easy to do. If you want to do it too, just drop 60,000 seeds per acre and you'll usually get some big old plants.
But, says Van Ruckel, there can be a downside.
Chances are you're going to hurt your yield and you're going to have more weed pressure poking through that gap. But it just illustrates how flexible soybeans are. They can really fill in for gaps much more so than corn can do.
Van Ruckel says the proper way to variable seed soybeans is to follow management zones in a field.
In high yield zones, you can get away with lower populations just fine. But as you go into the lower yield zones, it's a different story. If you get in challenging situations or late planted, you're going to want to bump that up.
Van Ruckel says other considerations with variable rate soybean seeding should include stand establishment, weed control, and disease management. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Cattle producers, be on the lookout during the winter season as respiratory diseases in cattle are more common during the winter months due to the weather, weaning, and other stress factors. Dr. Eric Moore is the North American Director of Technical Services of Norbrook, and he talks about what producers should be looking for and doing to better manage the bovine respiratory disease in their cattle. And it starts with minimizing many of those stressors.
From a producer standpoint, whatever we can do to mitigate or bring those back to a lower level, we want to do that. The key part of that is preparation. prepare your facilities, prepare your protocols, talk to your local veterinarian, and really work to be prepared to fend off that disease that we know we're going to see. With that disease, our goal is to prevent it. We're watching those calves as close as we can, and we're looking for that droopy ear, that nasal discharge, that calf with its head down, dragging a foot, that calf that hasn't groomed itself. Identify and understand those subtle hints and subtle signs of disease are critical in finding them early, and treating them early is a critical part to success.
He says producers have a number of BRD treatment options and talks about what producers need to consider before selecting one that fits their particular needs on the farm.
First and foremost, if we can prevent the disease, that's the best way to go. If you can vaccinate those cattle, if you can ramp up their immune system, have them prepared when they go into these stressful situations, that's the ideal situation. Even if you do all that right, you still can have sick cattle. Besides identifying them early, you want to treat with an antibiotic that is broad-spectrum, fast-acting, targeted at those pathogens of BRD that you're facing in that situation. Have it available. You don't want to have to go find it, find your veterinarian when your cattle are sick. You want to talk to them beforehand and have everything ready to go, so when you can treat them right away, you'll have a better success.
How to get news, Dr. Eric Moore with Norbrook Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
January is all about cash at Seven Clams First Council Casino and Resort. Cash, 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 and more cash. With our giant progressive rollover, make a resolution to win every Saturday night. $1,500 giveaways every 30 minutes from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. What's not claimed gets added to a $20,000 drawing on January 29th at 10 p.m. You could walk away with as much as $50,000. Make sure to earn entries with your Seven Clam Players Club card and watch the progressive grow. Come rake in the cash.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at agview.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows retaliatory tariffs reduced U.S. ag exports annually by $13.2 billion. Specifically, the research points out to six trading partners, Canada, China, the EU, India, Mexico, and Turkey, that announced retaliatory tariffs affecting agriculture and food products in 2018. Those tariffs followed the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from major trading partners on a broad range of imports from China. The ag products targeted for retaliation, valued at $30.4 billion in 2017. Individual product lines experienced tariff increase ranging from 2 to 140%. USDA estimates annualized losses from the mid-2018 through the end of 2019 totaled $13.2 billion across 17 commodity groups, led by soybeans, sorghum, and pork. While retaliatory tariffs affected all states, the Midwest experienced the largest losses. Researchers estimate Iowa lost $1.46 billion, Illinois $1.4 billion, Kansas $955 million, all on an annualized basis. Survey from Farm Futures shows fertilizer prices changing planting intentions. The January 2022 Farm Futures survey found that high input costs will drive U.S. growers to plant fewer corn acres this year in favor of other crops with less expensive production costs. Some 93% of growers expect high input costs this year to slash profits. The survey results put Farm Futures 2022 projected corn acres 90.4 million acres, soybean acres at 92.4 million acres. The last and only time soybean acreage surpassed corn was in 2018, when 296,000 more acres of soybeans and corn were planted. Double crop winter wheat and soybean rotations have likely always consumed many of those corn acres, according to Farm Futures. They predict winter wheat acreage 35.2 million acres. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present.
Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Try planting a different kind of corn in your fields. Popcorn. If there's a buyer, popcorn can be a lucrative specialty crop on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Agoro Carbon Alliance offers farmers and ranchers across the U.S. a new revenue stream guaranteed for 10 years with upfront payments for simple practice changes like implementing no-till, cover crops, and grazing management. Providing local on-the-ground agronomic support backed by a national team of carbon farming experts. Start your carbon cropping journey today at agorocarbonalliance.com.
Is a favorite snack food that's been around for thousands of years. Planting and growing popcorn is very similar to regular field corn and can be harvested by combine with specific settings to reduce kernel damage. The main differences come into play after harvest. Jay Holbert is the president and CEO of Ag Alumni Seed in Indiana. He says popcorn can't be dried with a high-heat dryer like regular corn because it reduces popping expansion. Instead, it's conditioned either by the popcorn company or in the farmer's bin using ambient air. It's critical to have the right amount of moisture in the kernel for the pressure buildup and explosion that creates popcorn.
Most popcorn companies want their farmers to harvest at, let's say, 15 to 17%. You don't want to go too much lower than that because too dry, it doesn't pop as well. If you're too wet, you run a greater risk of scuffing the pericarp, and a cracked or scuffed pericarp is not going to pop. That's where a lot of the old maids that you see in popcorn come from.
Popcorn companies contract with growers and buy it from them by the pound. The price per pound is set by the companies.
Normally, they want to run their contract so that they're paying a premium over the Chicago Board of Trade price for corn. They pay a premium in order to encourage that special care and handling that's going to be required, especially at harvest, to get really high-quality popcorn.
Holbert emphasizes that before you decide to plant popcorn, know exactly where it will be sold after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing popcorn at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today for the pre-Friday celebration. Market trapping up here in just a little bit, but still seeing it kind of mixed across the board. Not a lot of changes or drastic things happening today. Corn still a little bit in the red. March corn down 3.25 at 6.23¾. The Kansas City wheat is still moving slightly downward as well, with March KC wheat down 19 cents at 7.96¾. Chicago wheat also in the red by 17¾ cents. In the bean market, they're still consistently mostly higher right now, with the March beans up 7¼ at 14.47¼. We have the meal up $2.90 at 403.40. And the bean oil is up slightly 52 cents higher at 64.45, with the May up 46 cents at 64.46. Cotton markets is still in the red right now. March cotton down 70 cents at 121.63, and the canola for March in the green by 14.40 at 10.11 and at 90 cents. Oats market, they had a couple good days the last few days, but they are back in the red today, with March oats down 3.5 cents at 6:53¾. Over in the livestock market, they started off kind of mixed today and a little bit of green on the board, but mostly lower right now. Live cattle for February has dipped into the red 35 cents at 137.70. The April also down 37 cents at 141.52. Feeder cattle, they are still mixed with January up 15 pennies at 158.87 and the March in the red by $1.12 at 159.67. Lean hogs are in the red by $1.10 at 86.92. Over in the U.S. dollar index today, some decent gains over here, and that's a couple days in a row we've seen some green numbers with the March index up 84 cents right now at 97.24. We have the 30-year bonds in the green by just over a point at 155, and 10-year notes in the green as well, sitting at 127.26. Stock market, they started off pretty strong today. We're seeing a lot of red on the board now with the Dow Jones dipping down 125 points, the S&P down by 31, and NASDAQ in the red now on 167.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front. At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
KNDY.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. I don't understand.
going to fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know. Don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Legends of country music from KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.